This is Evening Extra, 16 minutes past six. The Assembly's passed new legislation on road safety today. It'll bring in changes to the drink drive limit and sets a minimum six-month period for learning to drive. Our political correspondent Chris Page has more on this. They voted this through last night, in fact.
Yes, they did, Seamus. The bill passed its final stage in the Assembly. The Environment Minister, Mark H. Durkin, steered it through. It's called the Road Traffic Amendment Bill, and it's going to affect plenty of people on the road, particularly young drivers. The aim is to basically reduce the death toll on the roads. The Minister reminded MLAs that 74 people were killed on the roads here last year. So one of the measures to try to solve or help solve that terrible problem is tougher drink drive laws. At the moment, the drink drive limit is 80 milligrams of alcohol per 100 millilitres of blood in your body. That's going to come down to 50 milligrams for most drivers. But for learner drivers and people within the first 2 years of passing their test, it'll be lower still, 20 milligrams. That limit will also apply to professional drivers. And what that effectively means, Seamus, is that those groups of people will likely be breaking the law if they have any alcohol in their bodies at all when they're driving. And these changes to the drink driving laws will be brought in on a phased basis, it's planned, over the course of this year.
What are the changes for learner drivers?
Well, there are more significant changes here, but they won't be brought in for a while longer, until 2018, in fact. At the moment, you can start learning to drive when you're 17 and take your test, basically whenever you think you're ready. Under the new law, there'll be a minimum six-month learning period. In other words, you won't be able to take your driving test until you're 17 and a half. At least. At present, you're on L plates. If you're on L plates or R plates, you can't go faster than 45 miles an hour. That restriction will be lifted because that will enable learner drivers to take lessons on motorways. They'll be able to do that when they're with a driving instructor in a dual-controlled car. The Minister, Mr. Durkin, says the aim of that is to try to make sure new drivers become safe drivers for life rather than just want to pass their test.
Are there other changes for young drivers?
There is. There'll be a restriction on how many young passengers they can carry. This is a bit complicated, so bear with me. If you're under 24, for the first 6 months after you pass your test, you won't be able to carry more than one passenger aged between 14 and 20 at night. That's between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. But that restriction won't apply to your immediate family members, and it also won't apply if you've someone in the front seat with you who's at least 21 or has been driving for more than 3 years. So the bill making all these changes to the law has been passed by the Assembly, but to remind you, it's not coming in straight away. Actually implementing all this will need more public consultation and some more legislation. So you can expect these changes to actually come in over the next couple of years.